business owners in Carrickfergus are asking for a sign from their local council about what they can do about the signs above their front doors. Now, three traders that are opposite the castle have been told by Mid and East Antrim to remove their signs immediately or face a hefty fine. Now, the authorities say they're not in keeping with the conservation area. However, one business has had their sign up for 4 years. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to meet them and began by asking Lisa Clark of the Yoga Loft why signage was so important to her business.
So we put the signs up to try and increase footfall and get a few more people supporting us, which actually worked. So on the basis of that, I took the second unit here and I've tried to create like a little wellness hub, because now people know we're here, it's starting to get a little busier.
So when did you start to have problems? Because the signage went up a year and a half ago. When did somebody say, well, we're not quite happy with the sign?
The first we became aware was a letter in August that came from the planning team. And just to be really clear, it is the planning team. So we've had lots of council members that are actually supporting us. So that first came up in August. John Stewart MLA jumped in at that point and he was supporting us. And as far as we were aware, it was all resolved. So we were all quite happy, going about business, signs stayed.
But if I could go back, you said you got a letter from the planning team within the council. What did that letter say in August 2018?
It said that we had 28 days to remove all our signs, that we were illegally advertising our businesses, and if we didn't remove the signs, we'd receive a fine of £2,500, and then for every day that they remained after that, a fine of £250 on top of that.
Was there a complaint? Did they say why your signs were illegal?
No, there's been no complaints, and we've had that verified and checked as well. So not a single member of the public has complained. And in fact, 1,250 people have signed a petition in the space of 24 hours to say, keep the signs and let the businesses get on with doing what they meant to do and support the community. So no one has actually complained at all. It was because what we've been led to believe is that a member from the planning team finds that they're unsuitable. And one of the words that's been used was garish. We've tried to get strict, you know, guidelines. What can we have and what can't we have? And we had these conversations back in August as well. But we can't get actual strict guidelines, which is why we feel like our hands are tied, you know. And we've tried to have a wander about and see, you know, is there a conservation area theme? And you probably noticed yourself walking in. There's vast arrays of signs available. There is no actual set in stone. This is what we can have. And whenever we've asked, what are they meant to look like? We can't get anything back to tell us that's what they should look like.
And I know myself that getting signs made, it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. It's expensive, you know, and it's an investment in your building and to try and let people know that you're here supporting the town and where they can come and avail of services. You know, Halo, you know, the guys in Axiom that do the training with loads of different people, provide security and things like that. So, you know, if people don't know you're not here, they continue with the perception, well, there's nothing there, so we'll drive on by. So when the guys see that, they come in, they support all the other local businesses as well. So it makes sense to have signs. So we think it works. So the issue is now, if we replace them, you know, we've already paid a professional to do it, we're really happy they've done a good job, but how do we then know what they're meant to have? And we can't keep affording to pay people. Can you design that for someone to say no, and then can you design something else and just consistently be told no?
David Kennedy, you own Axiom Dynamics, also received a letter saying that your signage is not up to the standard that the council want. How do you feel about that?
Not too sure what to think about it, because we put our signage up to advertise the business. And then to get a letter to say that it has to come down, otherwise we're going to face fines. We're a bit disappointed, to be honest, because, like, again, like Lisa says, we're only trying to promote our own business in the town.
And how much did you shell out, dare I ask, on the signage? Because signage is not cheap.
Same again, we paid about £1,000 for the signage plus an addition, because it was second floor. So we had to bring a cherry picker and that in to get the signage up. And we have actually went as far as agreed for the signs to come down and the company to come back out and take it down this week, potentially, at another further cost.
Is that just because you don't want the fine?
Because we don't want the fine to go ahead, yeah.
I mean, where do you go from here? Do you go out and redesign new signs to make sure that people know that you're here? What is going to be your next step?
Well, our next step, back in August when we got the original letter, we had decided to move out of Carrick into another town. We thought it was sorted out, and to be honest, stopped looking at other sites. But now, since the letter came out last week, we have started that again, a process of looking outside of Carrick.
So the upshot is that a business that was here in Carrick and happily do trading is going to move out?
Yeah, and we, like Lisa says, we train local people, and we work with a couple of community forums in the area, providing training for guys, girls in and around the town. So yeah, we will potentially move on the back of this.
Very sad.
Yeah, disappointing, but I mean, at the end of the day, if there was that help and advice, we would have went with what we could and couldn't have done, but there was none of that, so that was it.
Some questions there. That's Nicola Weir reporting, and that one business saying that they may actually move over this. We did go to Mid and East Antrim and asked them for a statement. They said the signage is within a conservation area. It fails to comply with the necessary regulations and do not have advertising consent. They go on to say unauthorised signage is only immune from enforcement if it's in place and undisturbed for a continuous period of 10 years. They say we don't want businesses to feel like they have to leave Carrickfergus. It is vital we balance our commitment to deliver strong economic growth with our responsibility to protect the environment and heritage. We are working with local traders to advise on suitable signage to promote their business. The council has not prosecuted anyone with regard to unauthorised signage and wants to resolve the situation through negotiation rather than taking formal enforcement action. It still begs the question, you've heard what some of those businesses have said they would consider leaving. So when they talk about protecting the environment and heritage, does that come above the business interests of those in Carrickfergus?